Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 451 of Power Rangers, Wild Force, episode 33, The Soul of Humanity.
It aired on October 5th, 2002, written by Catherine Torpy. Again.
This is her last of like seven in a row.
Yeah, this is Torpy's last stand.
Take a break, Kat. You've earned it.
Directed by Taro Sakamoto.
This is episode 451. Josh, you know what that means.
I do. Yeah. Oh, 451, that big milestone.
The big milestone. 100 after this last big milestone of 351. That's right. I remembered a goof from 100 episodes ago and had my air horn ready.
I know we don't usually talk about like the next episode before we even watch this one, but I'm looking at the episode list. The next episode is Forever Red.
And
aired. It aired the same day as this one.
Yeah, this one kind of got the short end of the stick in terms of, like, most important episode that aired the day that it came out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because, you know, sometimes Wild Force is good, sometimes it's bad. Catherine Torpy's little run of episodes she's written has averaged pretty poorly, but I'm hopeful for this one, because you gotta be, or else what's the point? Why are we here?
Otherwise, just cancel the podcast, because they're all trash from here.
Exactly. But the next one is Forever Red, which I know at least has Jason in it, and Carter, and that's pretty awesome.
And TJ.
And TJ? And Wes?
So at least it should be pretty fun.
And Eric, and not your boy Tiki, because they couldn't get a hold of him. So they got Eric, who's also kind of red, so he counts.
He's a reddish ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll get more Eric and Taylor stuff. Probably not. It's probably just going to be all the hot red boys.
God, I hope we get some more Tayrek watch. Anyway, I doubt it.
That is the next episode. That's not this one. What?
You know what? I feel like we're already letting this episode down, because you have to imagine way back on October 5th, 2002, people were like, they were like, oh, all 10 Red Rangers asterisk not Rocky are coming back for this episode, and we got super stoked to watch it. And then they're like, also there's this one's on, so check this one out first. And they're like, yeah, whatever, we're never gonna remember this one. So I guess let's do our best to give this one its due, and let's go watch The Soul of Humanity.
Wild Time. And we're back. And we just listened to Van Halen instead. No, I'm just kidding.
I think I'd rather listen to Billie Eilish.
Topical. I mean, by the time this episode goes out, no one is going to know what we're talking about.
It'll be two-week-old news. Who cares? I do want to just say real quick that yesterday I did get the itch to listen to LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem. And guess what? That song rips.
No, we watched Soul of Humanity. I'm ready for Catherine Torpy to retire.
Yeah, I think maybe Catherine Torpy needs a good long vacation after writing so many episodes in a row. I feel like at this point she's just like typing and like get it out. Just get it out. Just needs to be done. Doesn't need to be good. Because spoilers, it wasn't. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's our website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through In Space. Maybe by the time this comes out, Lost Galaxy will be up, because it's about half of it's fallen off the feed. We also got classic feeds, Morphin Grid Classics Volume 1 and 2, which you can go listen to episodes in a podcatcher up through Terp. Go check out all those old classics, like the pizza episode, or the jacket episode, or the payphone episode, or the character assassination of Cat Hillard by the cowards Shooky Livy and Shel Danielson
episode.
That episode. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Evercrisp Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbay. Podbaby. Poddemist.com They're going to take away your podcast till you prove that you really want to listen to them. And then I'll give you your podcast back. It was a joke. Gotcha.
I was testing you.
Testing your dedication to podcasts. Now you can go back to listen to podmas.com. Also, real quick, I don't want to go behind the bit too much, but Evercrisp definitely sounds like a My Little Pony. So it's one of Applejack's cousins, Evercrisp. I'm totally blanking because now I'm just thinking about Billie Eilish doing a cover of Running with the Devil and how dope that would be.
I hope she does a whole Van Halen cover album. Oh,
that would be radical. If you don't leave us a rating and review on any of those places, that would be great. Helps people find the show. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For a dollar a month, you get some neat stuff in return. You get Teddy's Ninja Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills bonus episodes. You get early episodes. You get bonus episodes about other things, like the lore and the class stats and features of the XFL teams. There's going to be a Sonic movie review come February. Don't you worry.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to talk about that movie.
Same.
No matter what.
Yeah. Regardless of quality or anything, I'm very excited about it. That's all on patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Josh, this is a Monday episode.
Oh, do I have to check thing?
Or do we not do that? We normally do that on Wednesdays.
Oh, right. Good.
This Wednesday's going to be Forever Red, though.
That's true. I'll look. I don't think there's anything new since, like, last episode.
The last time.
Nope, we're still at 83.
All right. We do have one new patron. Our new patron. Bishop J is our newest patron.
All right. Thank you, Bishop J.
Something, something sent back from the future to arrest mutants. Something, something, something. It's the only Bishop joke I have. He's an X-Man from the future.
So you know who else came back from the future to arrest mutants? Time Force.
Time Force is Bishop the X-Man a part of Time Force? Probably not. His future was a little much worse and sooner. I think his future was like from the far off distant year of 2005.
Is he an X-Man or is he from the X-Men?
I mean, he's a mutant and then he joined the X-Men.
So he came back from the future to arrest mutants, but is a mutant?
I don't think he was arresting mutants. I think he was trying to kill one mutant that would change the future so that his future wouldn't happen because it was like just awful.
So he's a Terminator.
Yeah. But like really
the opposite, because Terminator goes back to keep the awful future.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to talk about Terminator too much, but I think Terminator is radical and that its entire lore is just robots and time travel. Those are the two things that Terminator has.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Sci-fi movies need to be clean like that. I think we could do with a lot more movies. It's like, well, there's robots. Okay, what do? Well, they time travel. Okay, good enough. Got it.
Guns. Big guns.
Sometimes they're naked because you can't time travel in clothes. Everyone knows that. Yeah, I guess that's all the stuff we got. Do you want to jump in? You want to talk about this cool episode?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now
I'm in a little bit of a mood today because Pokemon has been very frustrating for me the past 12 hours.
Okay, well, we'll save it for Wednesday. We'll talk about it then. Unless we get done with this really, really quick, but it's already 11 where you are. So
sorry if I'm a little extra harsh on this episode, but I went in grumpy and I didn't come out any better.
I'm trying to give this episode like the BOTD, and I want to put it like kind of in the middle when we get to the end. Like, I don't like not to like, you know, blow the lead. I feel like it's like kind of a middle episode, but there are some things in this that are supremely frustrating that I want to like burn to the ground. So let's just get into it. We start off with Cole. He's running up to find the Red Lion. He gets up to where the Red Lion usually sits on top of Pride Rock, and he's not there. And then he climbs to the top of the cliff, and he looks over all of the Animarium, and there's no big robot animals there at all.
There is like,
oh no.
There is a huge mountain, a huge snow-capped mountain out in the distance.
Yeah.
And they hang on it like, this is where your journey will take you. But, like, right? Nothing comes of it.
I kept expecting there to be, a new Wild Zord to be like, hey, what'd I miss?
Right.
Like, Some of them snow leopard zord. Did I miss anything?
Or just like a penguin zord waddles out.
Just like
the
slides
snow.
Down.
I was like, hey, I was stuck in an ice cube.
Speaking of ice cube penguins, the penguin with the ice cube for a head Pokemon.
I just found out about that Pokemon yesterday.
I saw
it's
a picture
Shield
of it.
Exclusive, so I have not seen one in the game at all.
Yeah. I hate it. I think that might be the worst looking Pokemon in the world. It's just it looks like a toy from a dollar store. Anyway,
it does.
So there's no penguin zord. He runs. He does see something though. He sees Shayla's unconscious body in the park, in the deer park. So he runs down.
He runs over to her and baseball slides in and almost kicks her head off.
And then he like picks up her head and he's like shaking her like, hey, Shayla. Are you okay?
He almost, like in real life, he almost trampled her.
He was so amped. He's just acting so hard. So we cut from there to her in the living room of the Animarium, and she's like just laying there unconscious, like a sleeping beauty. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Shayla, oh, what happened? And they just basically say like the same thing the VO guy said at the end of the last episode. So I don't know why we needed that guy at all. Because it could have been like, well, she does protect the wild zords, and now that they're gone, she falls back asleep. And we wouldn't have had to get stupid voiceover that makes no sense at the end of the last episode. But here we are. Then they're like, you know, we let Animus down. We really disappointed Robot Jesus, and he's really mad at us. And this is our fault, not his, clearly. And we should be thankful that he even showed up at all.
Right.
And to look at us.
And then they're all just like, without our Zords, we're nothing. We're useless. Danny even says straight up, like, we're not good enough
yeah,
to do this anymore.
He's like, we can't protect the Earth. We suck. We suck too much to protect the Earth. Animus said so. And then we cut from there to Willy's. And Willy's like, hey, Merrick, you want to play a game of the King Sport? And Merrick's like, no, I don't feel like it. And then we pan down to see his, like, three crystals, and they look like mochi.
I forgot they frosted over. I was like, why does he have three, like, rice balls?
He's got three little ice cream, three little ice cream treats. Nope, they're actually his zords, and he can't play pool with frosty balls. That's just not gonna work. So then we cut to Toxic and Ginger X. They're pretty psyched. They're like, yeah, Power Rangers zords are gone, the Earth's wide open, we're gonna destroy it, it's gonna be great. And Jindrax is like, yeah, it's such a good idea that I wanted to get Mandalock out. And Tasha's like, no, that was my idea. And they kind of fight about that for a second. Point of order. It was Tasha's idea. So then Mandalock shows up and just is like, hey, stop it. We got stuff to do. What are you doing? I don't know what happened. I'm a little checked out already. They're talking about Animus so much that I just kind of glaze over.
I'm pretty sure Mandalock is just like, man, those Rangers sucked before, but they really suck now, and we're going to kill them. They say, like, it'll be great to see them die on their on their last stand or whatever.
Yeah, now that they don't have Zords, we're just going to really murder them for real. Then we cut to Alyssa looking over Shayla's unconscious body, and she's like, Shayla, you were so cool and good at everything. And so awesome and dope, and I'm thank you for everything you did. You did so much for us. Everything you did, you know, like, what did she do? What did Shayla do for them at any point?
I don't know, because she didn't like find them.
No, the Zords did that.
The Zords did that. She didn't give them any power. The Zords did that.
She doesn't cook for them. Alyssa does that.
She sings the song for
them. No, that's the opposite of doing something for someone.
That's not for them. That's for the deer Zord.
That's for the deer. And it actually, everyone hates it. So.
She's done nothing. You can take her out of the season, and I don't think anything changes.
No, I think actually it might be a little more interesting if the Rangers just find this, like, floating island.
Yeah,
because, like, have to deal with now.
It's not even like she's the only one that can see the images in the pool, because it squirts in a second, and everyone just looks at it and is like, oh, that's happening.
Yeah, oh, there's a monster, there's an org down there.
Also,
yeah.
on her bed slab, she has, like, this sheer satin white sheet, but they also have, like, rose petals on her pillow.
Yeah, she's like on a bed of like leaves and flowers and stuff. I don't know how comfy that is. But I was thinking, like, all Shayla did was wake up, right?
Yeah.
And the only reason she woke up is because Taylor crashed on the Animarium. So Taylor did that for her more than anything. But she's like, thanks. Thank you for doing all these things for us. I can't name any right now, and I won't, but you just so many things. And we're gonna keep fighting to protect the Earth somehow, even though we don't have Zords. And, you know, that makes us useless, I guess, even though we are still Power Rangers, and we will not need to use our Zords until the end anyway.
Right. I wish... There's a much better story to tell here.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it's a weird choice to me that this is Alyssa that's about to get this big moment and not Taylor.
I feel like it should have definitely been Taylor.
But we will talk about that in just a second. But I also think a better story would be like the Rangers fighting an org and they're about to kill it. And they're like, okay, but we also have to run interference to make sure Toxica can't grow it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more they could have done.
And find a way to kill an org so that it doesn't leave a pile of foam.
Right, yeah. To be planted in a Terminator, throw in some thermite. It probably won't fizz after that. Some good old human engineering right there. So then we cut to Max and Danny, and they're like kind of wandering the streets, just listless. Don't know what they're really doing. They're not like looking for anything. They're just kind of like out and bummed. And then we get to Taylor, and she's on the Animarium. She looks at where her bird usually is, and it's not there, and she gets sad. And then we cut to Cole, who goes to see Merrick. And Merrick is out behind Willy's, and he's like making something.
He's like woodworking or something.
You know when you're like in sixth grade and you're in shop class and like you don't really have any directions or anything, so you just kind of start nailing stuff together.
Yeah, you're just like, I'm gonna cut this piece and put it on this one, put a little hot glue here.
You're like, maybe this is a skate park for Tech Decks, and like you kind of like go from there. I feel like that's what Merrick's doing, because he's just like screwing something into a different thing.
He's just depression building.
Yeah. You got to do something with your hands, I guess, when you're like that.
But he's like not even, he doesn't even react when Cole shows up. Like, what are you doing here? He's just like, oh, hey, Cole.
Yeah, Cole comes out of the back door. And at first I was like, I don't know where we are, because we're just like a back door somewhere. And I was like, does the Animarium have like a shed?
I didn't even know this was Merrick until he lifted his head up.
Yeah, he doesn't have his big jacket on, so how can we tell? Couldn't see his soul patch. Hair curtains were all floppy, so it's hard to see. But yeah, he lifts his head, and it's Merrick. He's like, hey, so Shayla's asleep, which is a weird way to say that. Like, it's like, yeah, people sleep, you know?
Well, he says Shayla's asleep. I found her in the Animarium this morning. And Merrick's like, oh, what? He's like, just like she was 3,000 years ago. And then Merrick just Forrest Gumps out of there.
He just grabs jacket and like, just like takes off. And Cole's like, all right, bye.
I guess I'm going to hang out with Willy.
Cool. See if I can get a nice cold Mr. Pibb on the house. We cut up to, oh no, sorry. We cut to Toy Robot Man. It's a big toy. You know a toy robot from like a movie?
Yeah.
When someone wants a toy and it's a robot, it's that.
Yeah, it's just an old wind-up robot toy.
Yeah, and he's got a flamethrower hand and murders three men. It's really weird. Toy Robot Man is extremely confusing because he's like, humans destroyed the Earth. I will destroy humans for destroying the Earth. Hold up a minute. Don't orgs also wanna...
Aren't you trash? Aren't you
destroying Earth?
Isn't humans destroying the Earth why you're here in the first place?
Yeah, isn't that like a thing that you want them to do? But I think now that we know their origin, they're trying to get something out of it. Like, ooh, maybe the orgs are like kind of in the right here. Because like, trash is bad. And we're like, yeah, but like also, they do want to destroy the Earth with trash. I'm just confused as to what Toyman's is trying to tell me. The episode's very weird.
It's very weird also because the orgs are born from trash. Like, the pollution was so bad that it made monsters. But Mandalok eats the trash.
Yeah, Mandalok, I feel like Mandalok is like the answer to humanity's problems.
Yeah, all you need is just a weird mouth monster.
Yeah, just like
who
just like
loves to eat car parts and oil.
Send them loose in a junkyard. Here's a landfill. Go hog wild, friendo. I don't know. This season got really like backwards all of a sudden, in that like the message it's trying to give isn't the message it is giving. And I don't know, maybe we're not supposed to look too far into it.
Probably
maybe
not.
The problem is it's for babies and we're not supposed to worry about some of these things.
The message is pollution is bad, but as adults you see that the bad guys are the good guys in the scenario that they put that message in.
Yeah, and also like the humans did make all the trash, yes, and we agree that that's bad, yes, because our planet is basically on fire now and doesn't look like it's going to get much better. But, like, what are the Power Rangers supposed to do about that? Because isn't them beating orgs them defeating trash?
Yes, and also, you get it all. It's already in the lore of Power Rangers. There's one big giant trash dump that all the trash is in. We saw Mandalok take Animus there, or Kite at the time.
Yeah, in like this like alternate dimension of trash.
So just bring the Deer Zord there, ball it all up, and toss it into the sun.
Throw it to the moon. Past the moon. Don't make the moon. Let's not trash the moon.
No, we don't want to just make the moon Earth's dump.
Oh, hey, sci-fi writers, there you go. That one's for free. Just kidding. It will cost you $1,500. Then we cut from Toy Robot Man. The pool doesn't squirt. Liz is like, all right, we got to go. There's an org. And Max and Danny are like, yeah, we're going to lose, though, because we don't have our Zords. So, like, we can't do anything. And Max says that first, and then Danny says it. And then they're like, and Liz is like, what? Like, what are you talking about? We need to go. We like, it's our whole thing. We protect the Earth. And Taylor's like, yeah. We don't have Zords, though.
Taylor literally turns around, looks Alyssa in the eyes, and says, we can't win.
That sucks.
That is the character assassination of Taylor Earhart by the coward, Catherine Torphy.
Yeah. Yep. It really sucks.
Why? I don't know. I just don't understand why Taylor needed to say that. Like, this... Catherine Torphy is writing this episode, and she made Taylor say that.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't to match anything later. Like, the Yellow Ranger is just a Power Ranger later. She's not, like, upset about anything. Or
like down or, like, not doing anything right. Yeah.
And, like, I get that this is good for Alyssa's character. This is, like, what Alyssa would do. But also, Taylor would back her up.
I also feel like if anyone is going to lead the, like... Hey, we don't have our Zords, but, like, we still got to do the thing. I feel like that's Taylor, right?
Yeah.
You know, the first Power Ranger who didn't have access to a Zord for a year and still fought things?
Yeah. Danny and Max definitely would be stupid babies about it, because Danny is stupid and Max is a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have to like, in a second, they have to, like, rally.
But I think if you have Taylor being the one who talks to Shayla, because she's known her the longest and had 6 months of just the two of them together.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, Alyssa is kind of bummed, but not, like, saying much. And then Taylor is like, we have to go fight. And Alyssa and Danny and Max whine and mope. And Alyssa's like, no, she's right. We have to go fight. Like, that's a much better scene than Taylor also being a stupid baby.
Yeah, it really sucks because Alyssa's like, we can't give up. And then it takes like a solid minute and a half for Max to go, never give up. Well, he looks at the ground for a minute.
Danny says it first. He looks at Max.
Does he?
Yeah, he looks at Max, back to Alyssa, back to Max, back to Alyssa, back to the Old Spice guy, back to Alyssa. And then he looks back at Max again and is like, never give up.
It takes so long.
And then it takes like 40 seconds. Do you see Max like realize the words Danny just said?
He had to spell them out in his head. And he's like, never give up. And then we get one from Taylor who's like, never give up. And it's like the best delivered never give up of the season. Shouldn't have needed it. So that, you know, I guess I'm not giving it full credit. So we cut back down to Toy Man. He burns up a construction site because he's like, this is trash waiting to happen. I'm going to blow it up because humans make trash. And it's like, well, that's
At one point he says pollution is not the solution. While he's murdering men.
He's killing people for real and also like melting metal and burning stuff and putting pollution into the air.
He does use his flamethrower arm to melt a steel beam.
Yeah.
So do whatever you want with that, conspiracy theorists.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Also, I don't think we've mentioned this, and maybe we only just see her now, but there's a little girl at this construction site with a dog.
Just about to mention that this is a full-on active construction site. There is a, I'm going to say, 13-year-old girl with a dog. It's a little heavy-handed.
Just for no reason. She's, like, hiding.
She's there, well, because the monster's attacking, right? But we didn't see her there earlier to be like, the little girl, she's got to hide. So she just, like, is here cowering.
Maybe one of the construction workers just, like, couldn't get a babysitter that day.
I genuinely think so, because there's a lady construction worker, just one that I noticed, and I think she just, like, couldn't get a sitter for her 13-year-old who could definitely watch herself. But, yeah, it's so heavy-handed. It's like, oh, no, even a little girl and a puppy are in trouble. What's going to happen? The Rangers show up to fight because, you know, they got roused and they're ready to go. So they show up. And they're like, hey, big Toy Man, we're going to not let you do this anymore. Mandalok and Talk to Gun Gen Director are like off on a neighboring building walkway watching, just like laughing at the Power Rangers, like, whoa, you suck so much. You don't have swords anymore. Like Statler and Waldorf from the Muppets. We cut to Merrick. He's at that big Pokemon statue that they moved from the burial site into a park, and he's like, I don't know what to do because I'm 3,000 years old or something. And then Kite shows up and Kite's like, Merrick, you're from 3,000 years ago. You don't belong here. Let's leave. Let's just blow this taco stand. Let's just get out of here. You don't want to be here. This place sucks. And Merrick doesn't say anything, but he does look like he might punch a kid. Which is kind of the most I've ever liked Merrick.
I kept hoping he was just going to beat up Animus in his little boy form. Just beat the tar out of him.
Every time it cuts back to him considering what to do, I'm like, he's weighing whether or not he can punch this kid.
Just kick him so hard in the chest that he flies away.
That, like, this little boy bursts into five pieces. So we cut back. The Rangers, they fight. They're losing because they don't have Zords. Even though they never have Zords when they fight regular-sized monsters. Cut from there back to Animus, who's like, Merrick, here's what we're going to do. You, me, the Wild Zords, we're going to leave this planet. Fuck this place. We're going to go find a new planet. And the way he's saying this is so dead serious that it is not a test like he says later.
No.
Later, he's like, that was a test. Ha ha ha, got you. But it's definitely right now, it is dead serious an offer. He's like, no, let's just leave. Let's just go. I don't want to, we can't do anything about this. Let's go somewhere where you don't have to worry about big jackets and cell phones anymore.
I hate it.
I hate Animus. Maybe the most.
I can't think of anything worse.
I can't think of a single character more frustrating or dumb and bad than Animus.
Than the stupid boomer robot.
Yeah. So we cut back to the Power Rangers. They're getting whipped. Toy Man shoots the building that he already burned a whole beam off of, and it collapses onto the Power Rangers, and also some of the construction workers, and the little girl, who's like trapped, and the Power Rangers are also trapped? Asterisk. They look fine. They're just behind some rubble. Yeah. I don't think they're actually trapped.
I don't think so either, because they're just like, arguing with the monster for a second. All the other construction workers run away.
Yeah.
And the it was either Mandalock or the or Robot Man. I can't remember which one. But they were like, that's the true nature of humans is to run away and like leave each other for dead.
Yeah. And then they're like, no, nuh-uh. And then everyone starts running back, and they're like, they have like crowbars and stuff. They, like, we're gonna get everyone out.
They get the big like slow motion hero entrance, but it's like they all did just run away.
They did run away, and maybe that was to avoid a collapsing building. But
then,
like,
then they took a head count, and they were like, "Oh man, Sharon and her daughter aren't here."
Oh, dip, we gotta get back because they're the only two people trapped under things, as far as I can tell. So they get back, they rescue the little girl. She's like, "Where's Rusty?" Her dog's name is Rusty, apparently. Where's Rusty? I'm
glad Rusty got a name because the girl and the no. none of the construction workers get names.
Nope, but we do get the dog's name. And so this is when I was like, this is extremely heavy-handed because they're like, even my dog's missing now. And then like 1 second later, someone's like, found a dog. Like, hey, Rusty's alive.
Like pops. He's like, I got it.
Got a dog. And then I was like, yep. Hey, Josh, can I ask you a question? Uh-huh. What the fuck does this have to do with pollution?
This is... Nothing. This is...
It's so stupid.
Well, then we cut to Merrick, who's with Animus, and he has his wrist communicator morpher phone, like, tuned in to this radio station.
It's on Cole.fm, where Cole's like, this is the real heart of people. We never leave each other. We'll always do what we gotta do to...
We'll even save the dog.
You love a dog, and we'll save that, too. Power Rangers!
All the trash. When's the last time a deer threw a can in the river? Never.
Not once. Not even once. Unless it got it stuck on a hoof because someone threw it in the woods while they were camping. But, okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. This episode is entirely based and predicated upon the fact that humans suck because they make trash and don't care about the earth.
Yeah, and it now... The whole message is flipped.
It's completely different. It's that people always help people and will protect people and, like, we'll always rally and do what we got to do for people. It's like, that's not the earth. That's not what we're talking about. That's a totally separate thing, and it's cool. It's very rad. If Cole's speech was in any other episode, it would be, like, the automatic best because it's, like, a wicked dope Red Ranger speech. It doesn't actually have anything to do with pollution or why we're destroying the earth and how that's a problem, too. It doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
I hate it.
No, because
nobody
cares about pollution for the rest of this episode.
No. Pollution will fix itself now because people like people. We saved a dog, Josh. With a crowbar. What? Catherine, what happened?
It was her seventh episode.
She's like, at one point she just gets to this climax. And Jonathan Zacher's like, just make it about something. Give him a Red Ranger speech. And she's like, but the whole moral is that we're destroying the earth. And like, that's bad. And he's like, I don't care. It's about people. That he's like, she's like, all right. And then just types it because she's been trapped in a small room for 12 weeks just writing these episodes. And she's like, all right, done. Can I go home? And they're like, yeah. Perfect. And then we get my favorite thing of the episode, because they get the girl, they get Sharon, they get the dog, Rusty. Little girl will never get a name. We're gonna call her Catherine because she also needs to be rescued, like Catherine Torpy clearly did. And so they, Alyssa's like, get to safety. So they all run away. And then Cole's like, just see that Mandalock? People are good. And Mandalock goes, "Mwah!" It's not a word. I don't know what it was at all. They just yell in surprise.
Yeah, it scared them. Oh, they're good, actually? No, my whole plan is ruined. My whole pollution-based plan is ruined because people are good.
Then we cut back to Merrick, who hears all of Cole's speech on the cell phone on Cole.fm. And Animus is like, he makes a portal to heaven. There's like this beam coming down. He's like, do you want to go find another?
Yeah, the sun like fires a beam at them. And it's like, if you look up into it, you'll be transported to the top of a castle in the sky where you collect 8 red coins and hit a red switch and you can open the wing cap.
And Merrick's like, no, Animus, I don't want to go to another planet with you. Because we used to be from the past, but now we're in the present. And they don't have wild zords in the present. Brackets. What? Yes, they did. Like, until yesterday.
Yeah, but they're gone now.
But now they're gone. So it's like, but, so they're all the people have is people. So I have to go protect them. And this is also not about pollution.
No, pollution is over.
Protecting the Earth or anything. It's so
pollution's weird. Out. Friends are in.
Friends are in. People just want to have friends. So Animus is like, what's it going to be? And Merrick's like, nah, I can't. And then he starts running. And he's doing his little Forrest Gump again. He's running down a beach. And we get a Shayla cut of Shayla asleep. It's literally like 2 seconds. She's just like asleep. Cut back to Merrick running. Superimpose Shayla sleeping on top of Merrick running. That's going on at the same time. Go to Shayla. Animus shows up in heaven and goes, Shayla, you can get up now. And then Shayla gets up totally well rested. Must have been a great nap. Bright eye and bushy tail. She's like, what? Animus is like, yeah, you're free to go. Then we come back to Power Rangers. Toyman just taunts the Rangers. I forget. He's like, now I'm going to kill you. And then Merrick just jumps in and absolutely ruckuses this fool. So it turns out they didn't need wild zords. They just needed one more guy.
Yeah, he like jumps in and bicycle kicks him.
Yeah, he like slaps him with the pool cue like 5 times in the head. He's like, get out of here.
It's a lot more vicious if you picture it as just an actual pool cue. And he's just right? Like wailing on him with it.
It's not a Power Ranger weapon. He just brought it from Willy's. And now he's going, he's just beating ass now. So then he does, he pulls out his crystals return. There's like a cool, I say cool, it's not very good, but it's fun. It does like this like, whoo, like wipe. And then they're not mochi anymore. Now they're animal crystals. And he's like, oh, what are you going to do with those? Play laser pool or something? And Merrick's like, laser pool! And does the field. And then he does the lunar break, and it kills him. And then, so Toxus is right there. She seeds him. He grows. And they're like, oh, Dip, now we need the Zords. This episode would have been so much better if it would have been like, all right, we got to kill him. Like you said, we got to kill him in a way that his foam... You can't put seeds in the foam anymore.
Right. Either that or kill him and chase Toxica away.
Yeah. And just start throwing rocks at her until she leaves or something.
Get out of here, you big dumb animal.
Get out of here. Go home, Toxica. Toyman is big. And then I guess because his crystals are fine, he can make Predazords. So he throws them up and makes Predazords.
We already said that we saw his crystals like go back to normal. Yeah, because I guess Animus like put those three back.
Yeah, to start with,
because Mandalok, as soon as Robot grows, Mandalok's like, you fools, you have no Zords, you're doomed.
What are you gonna do?
And Merrick I can make a Megazord.
I have a pretty tough Megazord. I don't know if you remember like 6 episodes where all I did was beat the Power Rangers up with my Megazord. So he makes Predazord versus Toyman. They do a little bit of a fight. Shayla runs up. She's on Earth. She just runs up to the Power Rangers. And they're like, Shayla, what are you doing here? And I'm like, yeah, good question. And she's like, hey, your Zords are in your hearts. Animus could never have taken them. They were just in your hearts where you weren't looking.
Except they don't get to use them.
No.
They all get to look at the palm of their hand, which I thought had their crystals in it, but now I'm not so sure because their hands glow.
No, their hands are empty. And she's like, you got to call them. They look at their hands and they do their like blazing lion, soaring eagle, all those things. And like a picture of their Zord.
Like a wireframe picture.
Like a stylized wireframe. It looks like Smash Brothers art.
Yeah.
Of, like, their Zord.
Yeah, the sticker version of their Zords.
Pops up on their hand, And then she's like, now give your power to Merrick. And I'm like, what? And so they all put their hands in. They do like the Power Rangers.
Yeah. And when they put their hands up, all their power goes up into the sky and into Merrick and the Predazord, which I thought was weird. I thought this was going to get by giving their power to Merrick. I thought like their Megazord was going to be there.
Yeah. Or like your Predazord was going to have like some accessories based on their Ranger stuff. But nope, it just turns it into Blue Moon mode, which is actually pretty dope. That's a good mode for Predazord to have, I think.
It is. My problem with it is that he's got green eyes now, and I think that's it.
There's also a blue moon behind him.
Right.
And inside the cockpit is a little bluer now.
Right. Merrick gets to go, and like bathe in the sunlight inside the cockpit somehow.
Yeah, so like they text their power to Merrick, and then Toyman shoots like lightning at Merrick, and he just like deflects it back. And then Animus just comes down, and Merrick's like, are you here to take me to that new planet now? Like, he just gives up immediately. It's very strange. And then Animus is like, no, I wanted to fight with you 3,000 years ago, but didn't have a chance. And Merrick's like, well, then fight with me now. So then they kill Toy Man together. And they're like, yeah, Animus is back and he rules.
No, Animus still sucks.
No, Animus sucks even more now, I think. So we go to commercial. We come back. The Rangers run up to the Pokemon statue in the park. And Kite's there. And they run up and they're like, Kite. And he turns around and he gets in a dress. he gets in this weird white robe. That's what he was wearing, because it was you from the dark dimension.
Hell, that was actual hell you were in. All of you were dead.
That was literal Christian hell.
Because
and
here's
also,
the thing. Animus was dead, like confirmed, was killed in that battle.
Yeah.
So you saw his spirit in hell, where he belongs.
Where he belongs.
Animus is the king of hell because he let you play a game to get out.
Yeah. But also, remember the end of that episode where they couldn't remember anything that happened? How did they know? How are they like, you're the little boy that was in hell with us?
It's good.
You shouldn't remember that.
Well, no, because when you put the dress on, it unlocked the memories.
Okay, it was hell dress. And it gave them their memories back. And they're like, yeah, it was you that brought us back. And then I think it's Alyssa's like, when we got out of there, we also brought you with us. Which I like that Alyssa's like, when we got out of hell, no thanks to you, when we did it, you came with us, so you're welcome. That's like kind of the feeling she's saying. I was so worried. Animus would be like, actually, I sent you back and hitchhiked. That was all me. I'm so cool and good.
Yeah, I skitched, but it wasn't. I skitched on the back of you right out of hell.
I skitched your souls out of hell. Then Animus is like, yeah, haha, it was a test. Taking him away was a test. Haha, got you,
yeah,
JK.
I definitely wasn't really pissy.
And you passed. Here's your swords back. Yeah.
Please love
cool
me again. I'm sorry I got mad at you.
And everyone's like, yeah, way to go, Animus. Give us our swords back. It's like, no, he took them away from you in the first place.
For
He's
no
not the good
reason.
Guy.
And he gave them back to you for a different reason than he took them away.
He's like, yeah, I guess you do really want to protect the Earth. But they were just protecting people.
Yeah, which you hate. You wanted them to kill all the people.
What? Hey, actually, everybody, fuck Animus. This guy sucks.
I will say this, is that he is consistent because his quote-unquote test in hell to get out was die for your friends or I'll take you away.
Abandon your friends or die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's good, I guess. Then he gets in the Wild Zords back, and he's like, Cole, also, I got you a sweet motorcycle. Please don't be mad at me.
Yeah, because he says this is, like, a thank you gift for getting me out of hell. But,
Cole,
hey.
Cole wasn't there!
Cole wasn't in hell! Why does he get the bike?
Cole did nothing! Why does Cole get the... It's not even a very good bike. It looks
it's
neat,
stupid.
But it's very clunky. It's very
it
Power
like
Rangers.
A big nose.
It's Opal's nose.
Oh, no.
So then he's like, here's a cool new motorcycle. Buy our toys. And then he looks at Merrick and goes like, by Merrick and then leaves. He doesn't say bye to anybody else. He just floats away. And then he turns back into big robot version. And he's like, here I am now. And Shayla's like, will we ever see you again? And he's like, nah. And turns around and walks away.
He's like, no, I lie. I gave you the Zords back. And I said that I was testing you. But now I am going to go to that new planet I found.
Yeah, and I'm going to start. I'm Dr. Manhattan, and I'm going to leave and go somewhere else now. And then he turns into dust. And they're like, oh, Animus is so good and cool. We love that guy. Do you see how he tested us? That was fun. and a cool thing to do. And then the episode ends. Yep. Mercifully.
So you're still thinking like the middle for this one?
Here's my rationale behind wanting to put it in the middle, right? Not like the high middle, like a lower middle. Is that the episode, until we talked about it, it was all kind of like separated into two parts. There was the Animus sucks part, and then the rest of it was trying to be good part. But now I think the Animus sucks part did actually poison the other part. And then there is that bit in towards the end where it completely throws away all the stuff that the reason for the episode is about. So Cole could have like a cool Red Ranger speech, and I don't want to put it in the middle anymore. I tried, y'all. I really tried.
They could have had, I don't know. I don't know if there was a monster they could have used for this that like sprays gross goop everywhere, and then they could have had people like, or they could have just showed footage of people cleaning up pollution somewhere. Yeah. And like worked that into the plot somehow. And then like, that's how Animus could be like, well, they make the trash, but they also try to fix the trash.
Yeah. Cause like, here's the thing, all pollution, like not all pollution, but like 96% of like the plastic that's like in the ocean. And like, I guess 96% of like all pollution period. It's from like 7 companies. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like humans. Like, humans litter and we throw things in a garbage dump and, like, it's not great. But, like, we're not, like, I don't make toxic waste that I dump into a water source, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's not people. That's extremely terrible corporations doing that. And I feel like that's where they should have gone.
Yeah.
Right? But instead, they were like, nah, sometimes you know, because of progress, you gotta dump toxic waste right in people's water.
How else will we make, like, good products for cheap if we don't have all this toxic waste?
No, Kai, you don't understand. Coca-Cola needs to buy all the water rights in Mexico so the people of Mexico have no water to drink. They have to do that.
So that we can have Coca-Cola to drink.
So we can get Coca-Cola. No, that's bad. It's very bad. I feel like, I don't know, I don't even know where we are in our end stuff. We need to start over. Josh?
We need to do a best worst in MVP. I jumped the gun in the rating because I knew you didn't want it in the middle anymore.
No, you're right. Thank you. But I started, so what's the best?
I'm going to give the best to Alyssa's If Not Us Then Who speech, because it's better, I think, than Cole's Red Ranger speech.
Yeah.
And is, like, there's some stains around it,
uh-huh,
but just the speech on its own is probably a bright spot in this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I think the only thing that would come close in terms of like bests, the only thing that would come close for me is when Merrick just jumps in and beats ass on
just wails him with a pool cue.
Just starts hitting him with the face of the pool cue. Like, that's pretty dope. But I think Alyssa's like, hey, you guys are being real sucky right now. Like, we need to, we're Power Rangers. We're better than this.
Yeah, she literally says, like, we're Rangers.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we do. She comes right up to it. She does not say if not us, then who, but she gets on the threshold.
She gets there, yeah. So I will also best that. What's the worst?
It's just Animus.
Yeah, toe to tip. I mean,
every little bit of him.
Every single thing about Animus is the actual worst thing, I think, in Power Rangers. I'm trying to think of, like, I mean, I guess maybe, I don't know, is it worse than like, is Animus worse than Leo looking at slaves and going like, that'll be fine?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I don't. So I think there's still a worse thing, but it's close. It's tiptoeing up. So yeah, Animus the worst. Who's the MVP?
That might be Merrick for beating ass.
I think it's got to be Merrick, because he also did look like he wanted to punch a kid.
Yeah.
Which, just hey, everyone, just like close your eyes and imagine, unless you're driving, don't do that. But imagine with me, if you will, the episode instead of it, going the way it did, if little Animus is there and he's like, Merrick, we can just leave. We're gonna go to another planet because you're not from this time. So we're gonna find another planet. It's close to 3,000 years ago. We're gonna take the Wild Zords. We're gonna leave. This planet's over. We're just gonna get rid of it. And then Merrick just punched him in the face, right? Just like socked him right in the face. And he was like, I'm Jesus. I'm Robot Jesus. What are you doing? He's like, I'm going to beat the Wild Zords out of you right now. I feel like that episode would have been pretty dope. But yeah, for basically being like, no, like, I'm not going to fall for your, you know what? I keep calling him Robot Jesus, but I think he actually is the Robot Devil, because he was the Lord of Hell, and he keeps doing some Adam and Eve, like, don't you want the apple stuff to Merrick? So I think Animus might actually be the Zord Satan instead of Zord Jesus.
He's got a lot of big horns. Two of them come right off his dick.
right off that crotch, going to stab him up his nipples. He's not careful. Just like Satan loves to do. So yeah, Merrick's the MVP. Now we got to rank.
If you pierce your nipples, you're letting Satan in.
That's how the devil gets in.
the devil's doorway.
Nipple.
Pierce nipples.
What happened to this episode? Oh, I'm excited for next episode when we just get to talk about a bunch of old Power Rangers instead of Animus. Who hopefully doesn't show up.
Is this worse than Sing Song? I don't, maybe not.
I don't think so.
It's more frustrating, but I don't know if it's worse.
Yeah, I think that was like on top of being like.
They also, they definitely played the Sing Song while Shayla was asleep.
Yeah. No lyrics.
No.
So it's like better, but it still gets my neck hairs bristle up when I hear it. I'm like, she's asleep. She can't sing. Don't you do this to me. So I don't think it's worse than Sing Song, because on top of that being like a bad, frustrating episode of Power Rangers, it was also like a bad episode of television. Like it was like poorly shot. Nothing was good about it. The flute is our second worst episode, which is Sing Song 2, Sing Songer, which is actually less Sing Songy than Sing Song was. But for the diehard joke, I went with Sing Songer. I think this is worse than that.
Yeah, I think so.
Cause I don't want to just be like, all these episodes go on the bottom now.
Well, but
this one's bad.
But they do. Like,
but they do. That's not on us. So so coming in at number 31 of 32, The Soul of Humanity.
Well, I'm thinking the next episode should be higher than this.
you know who wrote the next episode?
I can tell you.
It's our boy Amit.
Oh, that's right. Because he likes Power Rangers.
Because he likes Power Rangers. He's the first Power Rangers fan to write Power Rangers, so he wants it to be good and cool, and it's a refreshing, it's a nice cold glass of lemonade on a hot day after mowing the lawn. And this episode is eating the lawn clippings you just mowed. Anyway, I'm exhausted from this episode, so we're going to go.
Yeah.
We will see you on Friday for Forever Red, but until then...
May the power protect you. So, Billie Eilish is like 16, right?
I think she's like 17, yeah.
Yeah.
She a kid.
Well, there's a big uproar about her not knowing who Van Halen is right now.
Well, you know what? Van Halen probably doesn't know who the fuck Billie Eilish is.